You're at Work Radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Yes, you are right back with me, Gerinda Wet, at Work Casey 107.7 on this beautiful Tuesday morning. And today I have a beautiful lady, multi-talented woman in the studio. Maria, how are you? I am good, thank you. No complaints.
Good. Sun is shining. Nothing to complain about, yeah.
Totally nothing to complain about. Maria, you are an interior designer.
Yes.
That's your profession. And you started your business in 2019.
2019, yes.
Can you please take us a little bit on that journey?
So I studied interior design. Straight after school, I studied at Boston House School of Design in Cape Town, and in that era, it was at the old Lion Match Factory, and before Woodstock was cool, we made it cool black in the early 2000s, and I studied for 3 years, and then have worked for various different companies over the years. And then I worked for a company in Wellington where I got my foundation in design, working, learning about what it means to be a woman in business and to be a small business owner. And in 2019, I plucked up the courage to register my business and start my own company, which was, it was quite a daunting task, but very exciting. And I had one amazing client who stood by me that really influenced me, that kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone to have the courage to be able to do this on my own. And since 2019, I mean, 2020 was an interesting year to be, yes, in my first year of business.
Let's not forget.
But in all honesty, it was still a pretty good year. I would say this year was tougher than 2020 with the economics, that's with the economic climate. But 2020 was actually quite a decent year. And you know, when you make the right decision, then the floodgates open. And I ended 2019 on such a high note, like I was really meant to have started my business. So that was a big sign for me that I was doing the right thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Listening to you saying that 2024 is much tougher than 2020.
Yes.
Wow.
One
wouldn't say, but
we've had elections and the global climate and I think rising costs of everything, then people's disposable income becomes a little bit less and they're much more cautious. And then online shopping, you can comparative quote everywhere. So that's quite a challenge. But, you know, you just got to believe in yourself and stick to what you know and not hold on to things. I think that's a big thing. So I've had people where I've done quotes and then they go online and then they purchase things online and then I just say thank you. I gave them the inspiration. But yeah, got to let it go.
And move on.
And move on.
Yeah. For somebody that wants to enter your profession, what skills do they need?
I would say it's quite a diverse industry, interior design. I would say if you want to have your own business, you definitely need the skills for managing a business, the admin side of it, the knowing what you need to do every month with the finances, and then a bit of social media and people skills, being able to talk to people is a really big part of the business because it's actually sales, soft selling to people. So having a quiet confidence, believing in your ability, and then to have, you know, we work with the reps with all the different fabric houses, and then that's quite a big network. So it's building that network for yourself, the upholstery company, curtain makers, furniture builders, kitchen designers, the manufacturer side. I've got a lot of different companies. I work on my own business, but I work with a lot of the traders or people in trade. So that's a very interesting dynamic in the company. And recently doing 3D drawing and rendering, photorealistic rendering, which is really exciting. I used to always have to hand draw my perspective drawings and floor plans, and now obviously everything's gone over to computer. And how far the technology has come from when I studied to now. So I was speaking to a young up-and-coming designer And I said, you know, you could actually build your whole business on doing 3D drawings, because architects outsource all those sorts of things. And even real estate, if they have plot and plan, you could, you know, you could charge per drawing. And then that's also a very big business on its own. So it's a very diverse industry. So it's actually exciting, makes it really exciting. So it's really, it opens you up. I've worked with artists where I've commissioned artworks. I've worked with galleries, which is interesting personality types. And so, yeah, it's a very interesting business. But I think the foundation would be how to manage a small business. And, I mean, those skills you need for anything, to be an entrepreneur, to have that foundation over and above the creative side. I think the creative side is maybe 20% of actually what I do, and the rest is the boring stuff behind the computer.
Mm. So you would say talent is 20% then?
Well, I mean, the talent is what drives you.
Yes.
You know, that's what drives your business, you know, believing in yourself and having the talent. And that's built up. That isn't an instant thing. That's built up over many years of trial and error, you know, school fees and learning the hard way and making mistakes.
Yeah.
So that's how confidence is built. We're always scared of making mistakes, but that's how you learn the quickest way. I think it's like boxing. You learn how to block your guard when you get punched you get punched hard, and you think, I need to keep my hands up. I think it's the same with business. So you don't want to get punched, though.
Yeah.
Don't want the lessons.
So I think if you're listening out there, you can hear this is multi-talented, because we just went to boxing now. But she is also a professional violinist.
Yes.
And you also perform privately for the Springboks.
Yes, actually more than one occasion.
Please tell us.
I won't name drop them.
Okay.
So yes, I started playing violin when I was four, and my mom, bless her, drove me all around to various different violin teachers, and I was in the UCT orchestra, junior orchestra, and then I had a very famous violin. He was super talented. He still plays professionally. And I got chucked out of music school because I didn't practice hard enough. And I was more into rock music. And
rock music?
Yeah, Nirvana and stuff. As a youngster, you know, like in the late 90s. And this classical music was not my vibe. Anyway, I didn't know back then that you could actually use violin in modern contemporary music. And then fast forward all these years later, I met Newton. He's a professional musician. And Newton & Co. is the band's name. And actually, out of necessity, I needed to earn a few extra rand. He said, why don't you come and join? About 12 years ago, we had my first gig. I was terrified. I think my hands were shaking. Went to the loo like 10 times before I started playing. I was terrified to stand up in front of people. And then, yeah, 12 years later, and it's taken us, done shows even in Australia. So we've played all over the show, up in Joburg, all around Cape Town. And it's been an incredible journey to be able to perform for people. And it's also very daunting standing up there playing for people. And but fun. It's really fun. When you're in that, when everyone is on a good vibe and partying and dancing, then you get totally caught up in the excitement of the evening. And then the Springboks, it was actually during 2020. So we were they were in their bio bubble at that stage, where they were doing, I think it was against New Zealand, they were doing like a series of test matches. So they, it was still when the family had to quarantine for 2 weeks before they could, so they would quarantine for 2 weeks and then join the team, and then they couldn't leave the hotel and they would have to stay in the group. No one could come or go, to try and keep it contained. So we joined. We had to go a few hours earlier and all had to have tests done and everything. Anyway, we went and played before for all the Boka and their family, and it was so much fun. And they were with their family, so I got to see everybody really letting their hair down and having a great day out. It was at Boschendal, I think, at that stage was hosting them. So yeah, it was a real privilege to play for the Springboks.
Wow, yeah. Nice, eh? I told you she is multi-talented, from a violinist.
What?
What's it with my tongue? An interior designer, boxer, and everything. What advice? Today we have a program today, about Step Up to Success.
Yes.
You know, and mainly focused on people struggling to get out of that rut that they are in, that they do not have maybe an income or a job. From your point of view, what advice would you have for such a person listening today?
Wow, that's a deep question. We've had a tough year, so I can totally keeping your mindset, you know, when you get into that that no hope mental state, how do you shift that before you think about money? Because this has actually been quite a big part of it that's come up to me. You need money, obviously, to survive. But what actually is it that fulfills you? Your money is a tool to survive, but you need to be fulfilled to have a good life. And money doesn't necessarily mean fulfillment, actually. So if you're feeling like you know down and out, there, you need to take that time to find moments of joy in the day. I think that is a really big part. How I've coped with stress in the last 4 years is finding, even if it's just appreciating a beautiful flower, or looking at the clouds, or looking at somebody beautiful that gives you a smile, a stranger greeting you. It's those micro moments during the day that give you like that joy, that fulfillment, that gives you a purpose, knowing you've connected with somebody, connected with their heart, and appreciating the abundance of nature, connecting into nature. I think that is my secret tool, is really connecting into, looking at, like, now we've gone through spring where the oak trees had no leaves on them. We live in Akerland with the oak trees, and there was no leaves. It was completely bare, and within 2 weeks it is just green and lush and beautiful, and it's a real reflection of the abundance of nature. So it's connecting in with that, and then taking small steps every day, talking to people, putting, you know, talking about what you're interested in doing, and one small job leads to another small job, which is what brings you growth. Like, I started waitressing in high school when I was about 15 or 16 years old, and then I waitressed through school, through college. I had to pay for my own studies, and then all the years of waitressing, I didn't understand why I was waitressing and why I needed to do this work. And then I ended up working at a steak restaurant. Being a vegetarian, it made no sense. And then I decided I wanted to go work on the cruise liners. And then all of these little steps of working, starting at a restaurant, working my way, having an idea of wanting to work on the cruise ships. And then the fact that I worked at the steak restaurant got me into a very fine, a 5-star silver service restaurant on the one cruise ship, which is how I started. I went for the interview and they saw, you worked at a steak restaurant. Oh, okay, then I've got the perfect job for you on the boat. So I didn't have to work in the main dining room area, which suited me fine because I had to wake up really early. I'm not a very early person. So we just worked in the evenings. And that opened that whole door. So I think it was, you know, you think, oh, you're waitressing, what does it mean? But it all led up to having that experience and then having a dream and talking about it. Because actually this was before Google search. So by talking to people led me to the network, to the connection of finding the right place, the right place to go to be able to get onto the cruise ships. It was quite difficult at that time. Now you can just Google like cruise line job and find a job. And I got to travel all over the world doing that, which was brilliant. I wouldn't have been able to do that otherwise. So that was an incredible experience. I think that shaped me a lot. So opening your eyes to all the cultures of the world. So, and then coming back and appreciating South Africa for our richness in culture. So I have foreign clients at the moment, and they're very wealthy. They could live anywhere in the world. And they said, nowhere is like Cape Town. Nowhere is like our country. So to see this country through their eyes has also been, I really like, oh, maybe I'm missing something. We get caught up in our day-to-day, but when you really appreciate our country and the fact that they chose to live here over anywhere else, isn't that incredible?
Totally. Actually? I agree.
So we live in an incredible place, but yeah, they have the means to tap into the best of the best of, you know, they don't live, you know, like the rest of us, yeah.
So I want to say I am so thankful for your advice, your last advice. This is what the program was about, since this is the program, Identity. You know, step by step. moments by moments, abundance and living abundance now. And I hope someone listening out there, we had quite a few listeners tuning in and saying they need work because today is for them.
Yes.
And to show there is light and there is, you know, micro wins, not focusing on the macro wins.
Not at all.
But I want to say thank you to you. We have come to the close of this
time. Pleasure. And I love your theme. And you are incredible to be able to do this for, you know, for everybody. It's really amazing.
Thank you.
And thank you for inviting me to talk.
No, thank you for
talking
you.
I can do.
I think both of us can talk.
Yes,
that's how we met.
The rest of the day. I have no plan. Just clear my schedule.
But anyway, I do. I'm really grateful for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And we maybe can tap in on another stage with each other. And thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
And happy birthday to your daughter.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
You want to give her a shout out?
Harper, happy birthday, my lovey. You're the best thing ever.
There we go, Harper. That's for you from Mommy Dearest.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.